A giant bag of contaminated soil recently fell into Nooshogak Bay in Dillingham. The bag contains 11,000 pounds of PCB-contaminated dirt from an old Air Force station at Port Hyden. With the bay now iced up, authorities say the bag of toxic dirt will sit there all winter long. KDLG's Daisha Eaton reports.
The Seattle-based barge company Alaska Logistics dropped the 11,000-pound super sack containing PCB soil on November 4th. The bag was reportedly being transported from a smaller barge to a larger one at the Dillingham City dock when it fell into the water. Nicole Long is a spokesperson for Alaska Logistics. She says the bag broke through a wooden platform.
We had got super sacks from Port Hyden, and we're transferring them from our lighterage barge to the mainline barge with shipping 20-foot flats, and one of the flats was a wood deck flat, and the flat broke and the bag fell through.
Long says it's common to use wooden flats, even with the heavy loads of dirt. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation says the soil contains low levels of PCBs. Lewis Howard is a project manager with the State of Alaska DEC. He says the dirt was being removed from an old Air Force facility at Port Hyden.
The dirt originated from the former Port Hyden radio relay station, and it was placed in the landfill. The levels that were allowed at the landfill were exceeded, so they had to dig it out and transport the soil to a permitted disposal facility in the lower 48. And as far as I know, the sack that had entered the water was less than 50 parts per million. That's the cutoff level for PCB-contaminated soil for that type of transport.
PCBs, or polychlorinated biphenyls, are a class of man-made compounds that were manufactured and used extensively in electrical equipment, such as transformers and capacitors, during the mid-20th century. In large concentrations, they've been linked to cancer and other serious illnesses. Their use was banned by Congress in 1979, and the government has been cleaning them up ever since. Pat Roth is with the Air Force 611th Civil Engineering Squadron. He works in the Environmental Restoration Department. He's managing the cleanup of the soil at Port Hyden. He says the Air Force just held a conference call to figure out who's responsible and what's next.
Since the barge company dropped the bag in the water, they are responsible for retrieving the super sack. DEC, as well as EPA, were encouraging Alaska Logistics to do that sooner than later. Alaska Logistics hired a diver to come out and take a look. It was the diver's professional opinion to wait until spring when the ice is out. Regulators agreed, okay, you can leave the sack in the water, but they're still responsible for the sack and the soil that's in it. If anything happens to that sack while it's in the water, the barge company is still responsible.
Petty Officer David Mosley is a spokesperson for the Coast Guard, which is overseeing removal of the big bag of dirt.
The Coast Guard was made aware of the situation back in November. We have been briefed on the nature of the material and what the operating plans are. And due to the safety limits of divers at this time of year, operations are on hold until spring, when it is safe for divers to be able to go down and to survey what the situation is below the water and to get an idea of how the sack full of material is and if it can be safely recovered.
Dan Forrester is Dillingham's city manager. He says the city's stuck with the dirt sitting in the bay until spring and hoping the bag containing it will hold up through the winter.
I'm grateful that it's in a very sturdy container, so it's if there's any leakage, it's going to be minimal, but still, it's not something that we like. And we need to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Forrester says the city of Dillingham is reviewing the situation that caused the accident, including city protocol for transferring hazardous waste from one barge to another. If the bag holds up, he expects Alaska Logistics to begin removal in late April. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.